Hello everyone, Economic Ninja here. I'm about to talk about something that I believe is very serious, and I prayed about it beforehand, that God would give me the grace to talk to you about this subject. It's about a lie when it comes to debt that very many Americans are under. It's going to have to do with home mortgage. It's going to have to do with different types of debt. And so I'll start this video out like this. The fact is, I believe in Jesus Christ. Not only do I believe in Jesus Christ, I know Jesus Christ. And the reason why I have been so successful throughout my life, I did lots of things wrong, is because I've been blessed. I've talked before about how important it is to tithe, why when you give, you reap what you sow, right? If you sow discontent, you discontent comes back. If you sow lies, lies come back to you. If you sow love and the truth, and then I talked about monetary sowing, helping others, it comes back. This isn't a bragging thing. Well, that's not exactly what this is about. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a verse and I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to tell you a story, something that happened to me when I thought I had everything totally figured out. I was 100% wrong about it. And so I want to share that with you. This verse, there's just two verses to read real quick. It's, okay. It says here, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. I know this probably doesn't make sense to a lot of people. And then this is the big one. Owe no man anything, but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Now, when they're talking about render therefore to all their dues, they're referring to taxes and debts. There is a lie going around the world, and it's been going around for, well, I'll say about 20 years. And that is that someday there's about to be a debt jubilee and that everybody's debts are going to be paid off. I wholeheartedly believe in my spirit that this is a lie from the enemy. What it has caused, and I'm not joking, this has actually affected my family because this lie has been perpetrated throughout the last century many times before, but it's been given a different name. My grandparents fell victim to this themselves, and they racked up a bunch of debt thinking that the Lord would come back. Well, this time the lie got a little different, and people are racking up debt and not paying it off because they believe that some white knight's going to show up and pay off all their debts because a long time ago a bank account was made for them. That could not be any farther from the truth. And the one thing I wanted to share with you was, you know, right now there are so many people that tell me, why would I pay off my house? It's like I got a 3% mortgage. Like, that's the cheapest money ever. Now, I am going to use debt in the future to buy rentals. That's because I will be starting a new company, similar to my older company, where you use debt to start a business. That is how it works. And you pay someone a good return for them loaning you money so that you can build a business. That's how economies work. That's how they're built up. That's how they crash, you know, the expansion or contraction of debt. But there are so many people that have felt this, been a part of this lie. And I was one where I started lots of side hustles and flipped real estate and did all kinds of stuff. And I built up quite a nest egg throughout my life. And I always had that mortgage. And I told myself the same thing I hear all the time. Why would I pay that off? That's the cheapest money ever. Because I did know that I could flip that money over and over again. It wasn't until my wife told me that I needed to pay off the mortgage to be true to you that it really woke me up. She said, here, you talk about people getting out of debt and how important it is to get out of debt. And this happened a while ago. But here, you've got that mortgage. And I go, and I would say the same thing. I'm like, yeah, but I've got way more than that to pay it off. At any moment, I could pay it off. And she said something that was really important. She said, you know what it's like to be crushing it, and you know what it's like to be crushed. Said something to that effect. I'm putting in the crush it. My wife doesn't talk like me. And it really hit me. And I said, you know what, you're right, because I think that this is one of the greatest, not only opportunities of my life, but the greatest responsibilities of my life. Not as strong as I feel about raising my children to be good human beings and Americans, but this comes second to that. And so I did it. I wrote a check. Well, actually, I'm not being fully truthful. I had the money to write a check. I asked her, can you at least let me go and do as much work as I can between my investments and this, and so I could keep that money in the bank and pay it off? And she said, yeah, that's fine. And I had it cranked up and paid off within 6 months. The day that I wrote my last check, I'm not joking, it was an absolutely spiritual moment. And to this day, I'm still blown away by it. To say that it was a weight lifted off my shoulders was one thing. It was a part of my mind freed up. I would never have thought that possible because, like I said, I've always had the money to pay it off. Now, going back to what I said before, I will use debt to buy real estate to invest because it'll be set up as a business, a proper legal entity. I have multiple entities now. Here's what I need to get across, and this is something else people are going to ask. A house, because of debt, has become so out of reach for everyone that you can't not use a mortgage to buy a house. You know, if you buy a home right and you're honorable with what your decisions and what you're doing, and you go, look, I've got a good job, everything's stable, I'm renting right now, and I can go buy a house for, you know, and I always say, even if the payment was just a little bit more, but you account for the taxes and it breaks even to where you're renting, why wouldn't you buy a house, right? But my point being is that don't get into that trap like me where you're out crushing it and you're building up wealth and you don't pay that off. You know, it's in the Bible for a reason, but it also talks about paying taxes. There's also another verse where it says, pay unto Caesar what is Caesar's, pay to the Lord what is the Lord's, meaning that, you know, when you make a dollar, there's 10% goes to tithe and 10% or in your tax go to taxes. There's legal loopholes in getting out of taxes, and real estate is the easiest way to pay zero taxes for a lot of the nation. You know, their brackets or income brackets because of depreciation, legal tax write-offs, things like that. And that's a good thing. When you own a business, let's say you're buying real estate and renting it and you're flipping it and you're rehabbing it, you're not only providing jobs for people, but you're also providing places for people to live. That is a totally honorable business. And that's why I've devoted this last part of my life to teaching people how to do that. But I wanted to talk about that white knight. It's a lie. And you need to break free from that lie. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how wacky it gets. There were people that contacted me the last time I did a video similar to this about something called Nisara Jasara. And you're so wrong, you don't know, it's coming. And I'm like, okay. And one person, you know, blamed me or accused me of talking about him. And I'm like, I don't even know who you are. You know, he's got a YouTube channel. And he goes, you need to let me show you how this is all legit. And I'm telling you what, demons are really smart at deceiving you. I hope you understand that. I've been victim of that so many times in my life. It's crazy. And will it be the last? Nope. All I can go by is the grace of Jesus Christ, of God, to not screw up. And if I do, pick myself back up again. But when it comes to, I go around the country. I'm not joking. This is like the most humbling thing ever. everywhere I go and I meet somebody that says they paid off all their debts because they're inspired by something I said, I'm not joking. It's straight up miracle. It's not me. That's whoever thinks that it's because of me and you don't believe in God, it's not me. You know, this channel has been just such an amazing blessing, and it's came under attack, and I'm caring less and less about that. Because as much as you want to help, and I'm sure there's many of you that feel this way too, that you you want to help as many people as you can. You help as many people as you can. The fact of the matter is, you can't. You know, I'm only one person. You're only one person. And you got to have grace for that too. Sorry, my sinuses are all clogged up. I'll tell you this too. Part of that lie of the Nisara Jisara thing. And the cool thing is when I'm going this slow and I'm not real animated, the fake people drop off real quick. Now I know this is live, so this is different. There's people piling on as it's live. But the most important things that come in my videos tend to be at the end, not because I am doing it on purpose, but because I sort of get inspired or led through the videos to tell you the big chunks of meat. So here it goes. That Nisara Jisara lie, I believe, is a lie. Because the enemy wants you in debt as these markets come down. Every 7 to 10 years, there's a little reset, a little recession. Every 50 to 100 years is a big one. And there's going to be a debt jubilee. And I know people personally, even business partners that talk about it, they're all excited about their mortgage is going to get paid off. And they're very confused. And this is what's going to happen. There is a crash coming that's going to be really bad. I don't know when. It could be 5 years from now. It could be 10 years from now. Do I think it's going to happen soon? Yes. But it's because I'm a watchman and I'm supposed to warn people. What's going to happen is it's going to be really bad. So bad to where the government goes, look, this sucks. But we're going to go ahead and pay off your house. And actually, as I'm telling you this, I really want you to pray and test my words before God, because I could be totally wrong. But I have felt this in my gut, in my spirit, I mean, my whole being for probably 8 years now. And they're going to pay off your debt, and they're going to say you can live here, and they're going to give you an amazing price to live here. And essentially, you're going to become a renter. The government's going to own your house. The Fed's going to own your house. And there'll be some freedom with that. So you can leave whenever you want. You don't have to stay here. But you forfeit your rights to this amazing payment, this amazing rent payment. And so many people are going to be tricked into that and think it's a good thing. I put out a text the other day, a community post that said, do you know why the mice are caught in a trap? It's because they don't understand why the cheese is free. And it's very important to understand that, because so many humans get trapped, and right now it's Americans, in the free cheese. Oh, here's a free cell phone. Here's some free food. Here's a voucher so you can come and live at a discounted rate. And you become so dependent, so reliant, that you become enslaved. When you don't owe anyone, when you are debt-free, and I'm saying, again, have debt for business, but let the business entity be its own business entity. Have its own taxpayer ID number, right? People need to learn this. And you know, nobody, you know, that's the reason why Kiyosaki doesn't teach it, or nobody teaches that. All he teaches is go buy a bunch of rentals. I buy a bunch of rentals. Just so you know, he's not being totally truthful. He doesn't buy rentals like most people do, most Americans, with their social security number on a mortgage. He's using lines of credit and debt through companies. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But you know what? The truth is, that doesn't sell books. Now, I could have missed it in one of his books. And I'm not here to pick on Robert. I'm just because, you know, he's sort of like a thought leader when it comes to investing and stuff. You know, there are people in the world that hate gold, but yet they tell everyone don't buy gold because it doesn't make you money, but they own it. They tell you to go buy an ETF that makes them a commission or use their real estate agent. Don't ever stop buying houses. And by the way, use my real estate agent network. I make tons of money off of it. There are people lying all the time. I think it's important to break through these lies. And that's one of the reasons why this channel got squashed so much. And I'm okay with it. Because there's a story about a war that happened in the Bible. And I think it's so important that people understand this is truth. When God called all these people together to go and take a city, they all showed up, and I'm just going to seriously paraphrase this, okay? They all showed up, and they're like, all right, we're going to go take this city. God told us to do it. And all these people are just whining and complaining, like, how long is this going to take? You know, I got dinner cooking. I got friends and family showing up, and they're just like, oh, gosh, all right, you with the friends and family, why don't you just go see them? And hey, you know, with the eternal clock, why don't you just leave? There's only a handful of people left. And the leader of that turned to them and said, well, are you ready? And they said, there's not many of us. And he said, it's okay. You're the right amount. You're the right people. Because it takes heart. We see it in sports all the time. We love the underdog story because the underdog story is amazing. That's why I love the underdog story, because it matters where your heart is. And I've always had this vision of making a million people $1 million. But you know, that wasn't the right, as I'm saying it out loud, that was not the right vision. The vision should be to help the most amount of people. We always need an arbitrary number or just a number to go for. I just want the people that are going to change the world to get out of debt, and then they will go forth and they will help other people get out of debt. And we're going to take the nation back by taking back the wealth. That's how this nation was built up, through schemes and building wealth. Hope you got something out of this. It was just something from my heart. If you have the money to pay off your house, I did it, and it changed my mind. And even though I have less money to go invest in this real estate downturn, I'm going to have a much clearer head, and I'm going to have more opportunity because I did what God said to do in the Bible, in Romans 13, verse 8. Hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.